Welcome, Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. And this would, of course, be November 14th already. Good grief. Because just I remember it was May or April. And then it was Halloween, and now it's Thanksgiving. Anyway, let's continue on with last week. Did roll it back just a hair. And let's have some fun.
Sixth ring, which is the second chakra up in the body. And these are the roots to it. And it's talking about the interface of the mental level. We're on the mental convergence in the fourth dimension. It's in my book. I wrote, you'll see it similar drawings as I did in my book. And then he said, you know, this top circle came to me a month ago. It was brand new. This is some scientific breakdown of the top circle. This is over in Hawaii when I was doing some recording. We send music down into the crater. And then we capture it, then we put it, mix it down subtly into our album, so you get a subtle, high-energy mix.
Which crater is that?
Haleakala. Okay, now I'm going to shut the slide projector off. Now, get the lasers going, everybody. Are they all?
Is the
entrance one? Yeah, the entrance one. Are all the lasers tuned up?
We're going to love this out there.
Black and silver. Yeah. Okay, now what I want you guys to do, first we're going to clear your sound chakras out, and then we're going to add a Pleiadian shift sound. Yeah, you can x-ray it, it's in the dial form. There's a lot of different ways to do them. We've been out with Elsie working with the Apaches a lot, and we've been in some of their sacred ground capturing some of the energy that's really into this, because you can, the Indians have some great energy in their different special areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, put all this stuff on.
Does
it work? Yeah, it worked. I don't have it anymore. I had to take it from Art. Okay. Careful, don't get too close to these wires over here. Now, when we do this stuff, you study, pick the fire star or choose one of the crystals, whichever feels better. And now, the third thing I want you to do is take a deep breath. Before you hear the spaceship sound, we're going to use a harmonic of their sound. And let that, you just feel, let it fill your entire body. It's going to be a strong, hard level sound. I think you'll recognize it. That's the real thing.
I played that before Spielberg ever. I had that tune written because I had a sighting before Spielberg ever came out with that. Different. They didn't have the timbres, but they had the beat. And I used to play it in Chef.
Thank you. Yeah, all my albums have those sounds. I played three songs off one of my albums here. They're just a little short part.
Did you work with Spielberg?
No, he did all his stuff, and we did all our stuff independent. But that gives you an idea. I mean, what can you do in 2 hours? But I think you guys will. I had a great time.
This concludes this presentation.
Well, that ended that part of that section, so I guess there's a little bit left. Well, anyway, that's everybody's having a lot of fun there in the background. End of a nice session there. So what we do now is we'll put on something, a nice extraterrestrial science lecture, which we haven't heard in a while. So we'll just enjoy this one a little bit.
That we all possess.
There we are.
Not only the great universal divine spirit, but the individual spirituality that we all possess. Because it's one of the great wishes or the will of the greater creator is for every one of his creations to be as enlightened as he is. Because it gives him a tremendous amount of feedback or a tremendous amount of ecstasy. So the teachings are taught through the mind and through the body simultaneously. And the first thing that you should become familiar with is the seven rays. You know, if any of you study any of Alice Bailey or Madame Blavatsky or some of the teachings in Europe that fall down from the metaphysical societies of America and in different parts of the world, you'll see great similarities. Why? Because they're interlaced with the Tibetan, which are Pleiadian teachings, brought here through the Tibetans known as the Rishis. Same with their music. So we have to think of things all the way through in colors. Because when the Greys use their counter technology, they attack you the same way. The physical plane is the weakest area for the Greys. It's our strongest area. But the physical plane, every aspect of it is under some form of attack, not only just by man, but by nature. Because nature is being driven the wrong way by these demonical beings. And I'll show you step by step exactly what happens here. But look at the red. The color red is being the prime mover. It stems, its energy comes interdimensionally from the point of expansion of the universe. In other words, the universe is constantly expanding and constantly contracting simultaneously. It's a breath, the breath of God, or the breath of Brahma, as the Tibetans call it. It comes into your body as a white light. You could imagine like a black void, and suddenly a white light is filling it. And this white light is constantly filling more and more of a black void. So therefore, the black void theoretically doesn't exist, but the part of it that does exist is constantly being blotted out by the white light. When this comes into your body, it's transformed in the pineal gland into the color red and pushes through to your consciousness and gives you willpower. Now, also simultaneously with the light coming into the body, we have a thing called vitamins, nutrition. Each of the different category of vitamins that we have falls into one of the different seven ray categories of light. Normal nutrition and normal, what I call holistic health, is only taught on the biology level or the biochemical level. This is everything from foods to drugs. Beyond that, we have the electrical level. And beyond that, we have the science of electrical precursation. The electrical precursing science lies on the physical plane in this first, second, and third ether. It's called the matter of electrons, protons, and neutrinos by physicists. Beyond that, falling in from the astral plane, we have in physics the heart of the quarks, the hadrons, the omegons, which contain all the color that we see. All color is generated on the astral plane. All of these different planes are different in our bodies. The willpower comes in through the pineal gland. The color green would be the next, the third one down, comes into the throat. When it comes into the throat, it comes in as a female energy, that of intellect, called by the religious people the Holy Ghost. The second ray, which is blue, comes in through the heart. It's the energy of love. These are the prime movers of the universe: will, intellect, and love. If you were to go into vitamin categories, you would place a vitamin like vitamin A, which comes from a carrot because it's red up there. You would place vitamin C, for example, on the ethnic plane. Whenever we muscle test, like when we're out in our booth and we're muscle testing for receptors, like we were testing for receptors out there for the last day or two, what we're doing is we're testing the hydrogen atom in your body to find out where it's weak. And we find a weak color, then we introduce that color to your body, and all of the organs which have that weakness of that color begin to build themselves back, and you start becoming a whole person again. Okay. The second thing that you need to understand is mass consciousness. Mass consciousness, not just the consciousness of each individual. When mass consciousness becomes more aware of the whole totality of life and existence, then it becomes much easier for the whole totality of life and existence to infiltrate down into our waking consciousness in these physical bodies. We all have the potential to be a 1,000-watt light bulb, but there's many people running around that don't even have the luminance of a flashlight because they're just not ready for it yet. We're coming into a time when our Earth also is going to be enlightened for a while. The Earth is coming out of a very dark period. The Earth is living as a living being just like humans are. It is subject to time and frequency and space. There are revolutions. The Earth and the moon revolves around the Earth, approximately 2,300 miles an hour. During this change of the motion of the moon around the Earth, it causes the tides to move back and forth. I'm sure each one of you are aware that each day the tide moves on the ocean, it's not moving the same as it did the previous day. Up until the full moon, up until the new moon, it's constantly vacillating. Each day that the moon it moves on the Earth, around the Earth, and moves the tides, it has a profound change on your body. And you have to overcome this profound change, because typically during the full moon period, it's a negative change. And physically, the way it's working on the body is that your cells are made up mostly of water. And the electrical resistance of the cells changes, meaning a certain thought on one day will cause a cell to behave in a positive way, and the same thought on another day will cause the cell to behave in a negative way. Okay? This is called surface tension in science. So we take into this consideration surface tension. And when surface tension changes on human beings, it not only affects the individual, it also affects the society wherein the residual resides. So it becomes necessary to take in the course of what I would call resistance of the changes, because the society that resides on this planet right now is totally alien to the natural forces of the universe and therefore is a negative society in a summation. Doesn't mean that you in here are negative. You in here are probably positive. But outside that door, negativity starts. You can count on it, and it's a lot more powerful than you are right now. So that's why it becomes necessary to go in and weave within the patterns of power and take on the truth. Now, the Earth and the Moon rotate around the Sun every 365 1/4 days, and this causes the ebbing within the core of the Sun and the core of the Earth are changing. That's why in the wintertime, the seeds are down inside the Earth, getting energy from there. In the summertime, the energy of the seed brings the plant up and it embraces the sun. It governs the reproductive cycles of man and nature. The Earth, Sun, and Moon, the whole solar system rotates around the Pleiades every 25,827.5 years. During that time, we have 2,000-year subcycles, and we're coming now from what's known as the Piscean Age going into the Aquarian Age. Each 2,000-year jump causes a different vibratory level of soul to incarnate and reincarnate here. Souls start out in their totality under what's known as a group soul or an oversoul principle. A soul evolves through all the processes of the mineral kingdom and nature, through the vegetables, through the plants, through the animals, into the human form somewhere. finally that soul is incarnated on the earth. And once a soul in the human form is incarnated on the earth, it's bound down to the earth's territorial boundaries by what's called a ring pass knot. That means that the person will live and die within the reign of the earth and its moon. That's why the earth has a moon. Until that soul becomes free and can leave and go out into the reaches of space and time forever. During the time of the Piscean Age, the souls that have been living here are the ones that are bound down to the earth's karma. And so to realize that there is such a thing as freedom, because they are believers, they have constructed religion. Now the free souls come back to teach these souls to the next stage of evolution. And so now we come into the Aquarian Age. When this happens, the vibratory level of the earth has to be in synchronicity with the vibratory rate of the soul. And that's the reason that the earth goes around and the sun goes around the Pleiades. It's all in perfect synchronicity. The Great Pyramid in Egypt, I'm sure some of you, how many of you were listening to Richard Hoagland's explanations of the... Okay, well, one of the things that he hasn't quite gotten to yet, but he'll get to eventually, is he's talking about now the sides of the pyramid. He's not talking about a octahedron like this, as he's talking about a tetrahedron. Tetrahedron is a three-sided pyramid that has been left by the ancients as a sign of man's mentality reaching spirituality. It's the mental plane. The four-sided pyramid, which has a flat base, which is different than the sum of the sides here, is the totality of the carbon universe that we are, that we live in forever, as long as we're in the physical form. That's the difference. If you were to take the pyramid in Egypt, which is an exact proportion of the carbon atom in your body, and the same proportion as this, and you were to take inches all the way around it, like this, how many inches from here to here to here to here, you come up with exactly 25,827.5 inches. If you were to realize phi, phi is the order of growth and placement in the universe. Phi is the order wherein a plant has a rose, has two petals. The next level might have six. The next one would have eight. The next would have eight and six is 14. This is determined by the sloping sides of the pyramid. It's the same pattern that we use inside the nuclear receptor to bring the energy and condition it to bring it down into your vibratory frequency on your cells. These are the kinds of things that you need to know. Now, going back, also realizing that the earth is going around this, the humans are going around it, the grays have come to interfere with this growth. And the reason they want to interfere is because they want to take control. They want to cultivate human consciousness into their embryos. And the reason they want to do that is because a gray does not have a red blood cell like a human being. A gray has a magnesium atom and a blood very much like chlorophyll. A gray has two brains split by a white bony structure, and it has two hearts, a large heart and a small heart. The Pleiadians consider the grays insects because basically what had happened in an evolution far older than ours, an insect evolved into a high degree of intellect. But the thing about insects never reach the human kingdom. It's like angels in our own theosophy have not reached the human kingdom either, but they're here to serve. That's why they're so yin in their nature. The grays have reached a high level of consciousness. They desire to break the bonds that they're in and come into the human kingdom, but they cannot cheat evolution. They have to evolve back to where they came from. So they go to different planets, and they've been here before, and they'll come again. They go to different planets when the vibratory rate is such that they can have something to work with that they'll respond to. If the grays were here working with Cro-Magnon cavemen, it would be a waste of time to them because that particular consciousness did not have the ability to receive the enlightenment vibratory frequencies. So therefore, they couldn't even mate with these cavemen. Okay? Now, going back to the other slide, another thing has to happen. What has to happen here is mass consciousness. Mass consciousness naturally is going to parallel the consciousness of the Earth and the planets as it goes through the rotation of the equinox and the Pleiades. Mass consciousness means that everybody in here knows there's a solid here. Everybody here knows there's a liquid. Everybody here knows there's a gas. Most of you know there's ionic, and you're aware of the etheric. You don't maybe know what it is, but some of you probably do. If we were back 10,000 years ago in a cave in France with cavemen, and I was trying to explain solid and liquid, that would probably be easy to get across. But I would probably have to boil water in front of you to demonstrate gas. Once I had demonstrated gas, then you would accept, your receptors in your brain would accept that. Your aura field would be pumped up to another level, It would pump into the Earth's aura frequency. And as soon as you went out and spread the word that gas existed to the people of the planet, then the whole vibratory rate of the planet would have shifted up to the realization of gas. You understand that? What's happened now is we're at the planetary level, even the warring Serbs and the barbaric Africans that are having their problems down there realize that there's the ionic state exists. This takes us into the realm of Crowian photography. It's gaining mass acceptance. But what a lot of people don't realize is that we're also a good portion of the what I would call power levels of the brain and the mind are up in the third and the second etheric levels too. When our mass consciousness, our society begins to accept the third and level etheric consciousness, then we start having a whole lot more paranormal phenomena, which we're having now. I'm sure you've seen, like the front page of Time magazine, it says on there 80% of humans believe in angels. Many different newspapers talk about paranormal phenomena becoming more and more commonplace now. It's always been there, but it's becoming more commonplace because our powers of observation are increasing now. Okay, the grays, of course, can when you become more observant on these levels, you become more susceptible to what they do because they're shining down on you yet because they live up on the astral plane more than the physical plane. Everybody kind of understand that? So now what I want to do is I want to explain that you have an overview here. I'm going to explain a little bit about the body and show you how some of these systems work and show you what you can do. The body is 5% mineral, okay? 5% mineral controls 95% of all metabolic functions. Now, minerals generate electricity and consciousness simultaneously into the body, okay? And I'm going to give you a basic 10-second overview of electricity now. First of all, first basic rule of electricity. If you had an ordinary wire like this, there's a hot wire, there's a copper wire inside there, insulated. I hook this across the battery, electricity will move negative to positive, magnetic field at right angles. Okay? The same as the nerves in your body. You've got 72,000 major nerves in your body, just like that, from the base of your brain going all the way through your body. If I were to disconnect the battery and bring a magnet here and wave the magnet around on this wire, electricity would start moving in the wire, even though I didn't have a battery. Okay? So electricity and magnetism are synonymous, okay, meaning they're the same. You have three central nervous systems in the body, okay, carrying different frequencies of electricity. If you were to now take a magnet and connect it to a water wheel and take a wire and wind it into a coil like this, and this is a magnet turning around like that, every time the magnet came to the North Pole, it would push electricity out, and when the South Pole came, it would pull it back. So if we're pushing electricity in and out of a coil, what are we doing? We're making a magnetic field and collapsing it, right? Everybody understand that? The faster we would turn that water wheel, the faster we would make electricity and magnetic field, the faster we would collapse it and make it and collapse it and make it. You understand? When this happens, we create what are called vibratory frequencies. Exactly the same thing that the human body has to do. That's why minerals are so important. Because without minerals, you cannot do this in your body. You'll become what we call brain dead. If you look at this, consider this a positive and this is a negative, and these are alternating fields. If you look at the speed, if you turn this so fast, you could hear sound come out of it. You put a speaker across it because a speaker is nothing more than another magnet that moves a piece of cardboard with it. So this magnet would be pulled and pushed and pulled and pushed by these oscillating fields, and it would cause air to move. This air would cause sound, and your body has a sound nerve in there with an eardrum, which responds to vibrating air, and it decodes this. Okay, so we have one frequency of vibrations, which would be sound. If we go much faster, we would go up into radiation, and still faster yet, we would go up into the color frequencies of light and beyond, okay? The body has the ability to deal with negative radiation and positive radiation. The body has the ability to deal with sound and all frequencies and light. At some point, these frequencies cross, meaning the top of this is equal to the bottom of that. And this, at these points, are called harmonics. And sound has harmonics within itself. These are called scales, and also octaves, and the same with light. Light has octaves, okay? So you can work within the human body, whether in the natural order of this, and make everything work properly, or you can work in the uneven harmonic of this, and make things work improperly. You've heard the term ELF, right? Extremely low frequency. This is what comes into you through the ground wires in your homes and in this building. ELF is modulated by very powerful generators from the United States government placed in Australia and from Russian generators in Siberia. It goes down into the core of the earth, comes up through the plates and the water tables of the earth, and puts a negative energy to disrupt all of this. ELF generators are always on, and they attack the immune system first. Okay? So just so you understand all of this, if you don't believe ELF, there's books. Bud and Rosen wrote a big book on it. There was huge write-ups in Pravda magazine in the later part of the 80s condemning the United States for the use of psychological waves on their populace, but at the same time we discovered them first being used on our people in 1978 in the American embassy in Moscow. So, remember the seven rays that we talked about? Okay, the seven rays fall in here because color is involved. Sound is involved. You know, we have Pleiadian music that we create. We have a lot of ways to get around this stuff, but realize the basic principles. Okay. Now, going into the brain being 5% mineral controls 95% of the metabolic functions. Now, when we found out in the studies of the bomb victims from Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, we found out that some people were close to ground zero of the blast when the bomb went off, got no long-term genetic radioactive damage. Other people were 30 miles away and got tremendous damage. Why would somebody 30 miles get hurt by radiation, somebody up close? The reason is in the brain, the electrolyte levels were higher. So we found that by using herbs in your body, Fotai, Ginseng, and Gota Kola, the three most hated herbs by the FDA, strangely enough, herbs are lobbying right now in Washington under the labeling law as we speak to take away out of our food stuff. That's the stuff that gets you away from radiation, okay? Radiation can be combated by proper minerals and proper herbs in the body. That's why in our formulas we use all three, Fotai, Ginseng, and Gota Kola in our formulas. The minerals fire off in the brains, in the synapses in the brains, in three different octaves, like we talked about here, three different octaves. Each octave goes to a separate series of nerves in the body. The first is what we call the low-frequency octave, where iron, manganese, zinc, one of the heavy workhorse minerals in the body, go to work. When we first made the original nuclear receptor back in 1981, previous to that, because we used a zinc-cadmium base for the receptor body, we had people wear bars of zinc around them, and we'd weigh them, the zinc. And one person might use up a half a gram of zinc in a week. Another one, just dissolve it right in their bodies. We've had people wear these receptors that have the zinc cadmium base. We can't keep a gold plate on the back. Their body needs zinc so bad because they're so starved. Your body will take what it needs when it's hungry. Zinc and cadmium and all these basic metals work through the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system is the one that makes your heart beat, makes you breathe. If you have irregular breathing, you can bet that you're low on one of these minerals. You're having heart fibrillations. If you're susceptible to different kinds of respiratory diseases or nervous disorders, low-frequency minerals, you're out of them, okay? Now, getting up into the second range of minerals, we come on to the very first thing that you do, the very first thing you put in your body when you start to get sick. Does anybody know what that would be? No. Remember, the minerals control, vitamins are clear down here, okay? I'm not putting you down, I'm just showing you something. Vitamins are down here. Vitamins are defined as units of light, you know, contained in biochemistry. Okay, so the biochemistry releases the frequency of light into the hydrogen atom. Further down, minerals are controlling everything. Okay? It's got to be a mineral, right? Not zinc. No. Chromium. Chromium. Reflective mineral. I'll show you in the DNA if we have time how it works. The first thing you take is chromium. Chromium works through the sympathetic nervous system, which is part of the immune system. Okay, the immune system covers euphoria, depression, all of those things. Depression is the lack of it. Euphoria is when it's really charged up. People get high on drugs. They're burning up hormones off of their immune system. Cocaine is one of the number one depleters of that. And guess what? Cocaine users are the ones that usually come down with AIDS first. Shows you exactly what goes on. When you have chromium, it causes the body to start manufacturing helper T cells immediately. Then you put in vitamin A. Vitamin A is the first ray, the will, power. It's carrot, you know. We use beta carotene and we use vitamin A palmitate and vitamin A in our vitamins. I don't know where they went. There was a bottle here somewhere.
Does that also regulate
like
fatigue in the body?
Yeah, it does. But it gets. I'll show you what fatigue is when we get down that far. You know, we haven't gotten there. Basically, we're talking about survival and existence and breathing and just fighting germs and stuff, okay? Because when, let me tell you something. When you get up alongside of a Pleiadian ship and that thing is resonating in perfect truth, the energies, if you're the least bit toxic or something, it'll waste you away. Billy Meyer was practically killed by one a couple times until he went through some major changes. When you get around these beings with supercharged auras and you want to get in tune with them, if you're all screwed up, you'll have a healing crisis like you can't believe. So it becomes very necessary to get tuned into this energy, okay? So from chromium, we take vitamin A, and then we take a third ray, C, green, nature. Then we put the C in. Because now we've directed the intelligence and the will down into the immune system to heal the virus, not feed it. Because if you throw vitamin C in prematurely, that virus might just want more vitamin C. At the same time, if you treat it with an antibiotic, if it's a virus, you get a superinfection. And let me tell you something. Some of the diseases I've taught that have been shot into people, including myself and my family from time to time from the Grays, they kill. These diseases kill. They got some nasty little things, and the medical books don't cover this. It's a whole new form of germ warfare that's coming on this planet. And finally, we get up into the high-frequency mineral kingdom. The high-frequency minerals are the ones that I guess most of you tasted, maybe all of you tasted them. Okay? Those don't exist in our food chain anymore. Those you have to get from a food chain of a previous existence, because our food chain today, because of the ultraviolet and the sun and the destruction of the soil, they're not there. The government officially declared in 1928 there are no more trace minerals in our soils, ever since the Dust Bowls of Kansas, those days. So we get them from our mineral source is from a clay, a red clay. We get them from an Indian reservation in Utah, but they also can be brought in from Arkansas, where the clay is red down there, where the crystal is grown, and also from places in France. And these are broken down by deionized water. We add herbs and other vitamins, and we make a mineral drink. What this does right here, the trace minerals, works through what's known as the parasympathetic nervous system, the vagus nerve of the psychic area of the body. Okay, it's the one that tells you, that talks through your intuition. It's the one that gives you clarity on the inner level. And that's the one that the Grays are usually after, for obvious reasons. The next area we come to now is enzymes. Enzymes, without enzymes, which is determined by what's called pH factor, without that, you cannot assimilate any minerals or anything else. It has to be enzyme balanced. How many of you know what the definition of the pH factor is? Nobody knows. Potential hydrogen, meaning it's either acid or alkaline. The body is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon, we've already said, is a pyramid-shaped molecule. pH factor wants to be somewhere between 5.5 and, say, let's say 7. Okay? This means that we have to balance the charge on a hydrogen atom. Okay, first of all, you've got to realize, what is a hydrogen atom? A hydrogen atom is a proton and an electron. Does anybody know why the electron goes around the proton in a hydrogen atom? What does it mean, anyway? I know you've probably all seen it in a high school or grade school chemistry book, but what does the hydrogen atom, the animation of a hydrogen atom, what does that tell you? Anybody know anything about the animation of a hydrogen atom? It's the life force itself. It is the, you know, somewhere along this line, we have to come from the cosmic inner, which is the seven rays, to the physical outer. The hydrogen atom is that step. The hydrogen atom brings down the seven rays, the seven sounds, called the music of the spheres. All of these seven rays come into the hydrogen atom. Consciousness accentuates them in the morning in the pituitary gland when you first wake up, because you got to have some willpower to get out of bed, right? Even move, even to wake up. Some people don't even want to wake up in the morning. They just want to go back to sleep. But finally, they'll wake up. That's the will. That's polarized by sunlight. The sun also is a source of white light. It's an exterior source. The hydrogen atom is an interior source. When they come together, they neutralize. The cell power of the plant, the ATP molecule, is released. Sugar is broken down into energy, and you get out of bed. Okay? It's real simple. In the morning, this inner energy of the hydrogen atom polarizes the proton with a red color, green in the center, and it splits to violet out on the electron level. As the sun moves across the sky during the day, this polarity shifts. And if this polarity shifts, when the sun sets at night, the violet comes over here, and the red is over here. That's why you think differently at night than you do in the morning when you get up. Completely different set of thoughts, okay? Because your entire body has now had a polarity shift of 180 degrees, and through the night it shifts another 180 degrees. Your body is used to being shifting. It's used to this frequency change in the environment that it lives in, meaning that if you move from Albuquerque to Munich, Germany, in a few minutes or over there in 8 or 10 hours on a plane flight, you'd have a lot of trouble knowing when to motivate yourself to get out of bed and go to bed, okay? This is called jet lag. This jet lag is a frequency shift of the hydrogen atom and its inability to determine the proper pH value for the environment of what the human is living in, okay? If you were to take a person and put them into a satellite and start whirling them around the Earth, it really throws off and they have a massive case of jet lag. As a matter of fact, it's so bad when they're in outer space that the body cannot assimilate calcium anymore, calcium being the real thing that the heart determined has to have for beating. An astronaut will die in a short time in space. Okay, that's one of the things we're trying to do now, is create a way for humans to assimilate calcium in space medicine so they can live longer in space. About a year is as long as they figure anybody can survive out there without dying of some heart problems and other problems because of this exact shift. If we were to way to theta reticuli and back, you might have a serious form of jet lag that you don't recover from. In the case of Barnick Hill, he had that form of jet lag and he died of cancer after the experience because he couldn't handle it anymore. Cancer is a will-to-live disease defined by the Tibetans. This also, because it's a hydrogen atom, it also makes into cells, right? Cells go into organs. Organs have vagus nerve coverings around them, right? We talked about vagus nerves. Vagus nerve coverings, when they respond to vibratory frequency or changes of the environment, inner or outer, are called chakras. Okay? One of the biggest misnomers in chakras that I have found in all of the writings on that is the colorization of chakras and the placement of the color on the body. Think about this. If the hydrogen atom is shifting in color, then the chakras would be varying color. At one point, the chakra would be one color, and another time, it would be another color. I've seen Christopher Hills try to label the body one way, and I've seen Alice Bailey's teaching label it the other way, and everybody gets confused in between. We go from... Now, also, I want to bring up another point at this point. This is a good place to do it. The hydrogen atom has to be with these other two gases, nitrogen and carbon, and it has to be around this shape for your body to realize that, okay? The shape has a lot to do with it because it can organize hydrogen real quickly. And that's the unique feature of the pyramid shape. If this were grapefruit juice, for example, you could take, and it was real bitter, you could put the pyramid on it, right? And if something's bitter, it means its pH factor is off, right? Because the enzymes in the body determine the taste. You put the pyramid over that, in a few minutes, the taste will become sweet again. Okay? There's another way you could do it. You could use prana. Prana supercharges the oxygen in the body. The oxygen is carried through the body by the red blood cell. And if you look carefully at the red blood cell over here, which I think is back a couple of, right here, is a red blood cell. You'll see that the red blood cell is made up of hemoglobin. As a matter of fact, it's made up of four iron atoms called hemes, two alpha chains, two beta chains, surrounded by a lot of protein. These are pyramids. These are octahedrons. They have a right side up and an upside down. If you look at the Great Pyramid in Egypt, when different masters, including Christ, took initiations in there, as they went into each chamber, they had an experience. There were seven major chambers in the pyramid. Each chamber represents one level of consciousness or one of the seven rays. The king's chamber being the first ray, and the queen's chamber being the third ray, the tunnel in between being the second ray. Okay, humility or love. You begin to understand all this. So that means that if this consciousness is here, the consciousness then on another octave or at a hydrogen level is prana. So therefore, if I breathe, and rub my hands together like this. You can all try it. Take a breath. Rub your hands together. Pull the energy out. Pull your hands apart. You'll feel a tingling as you move them across immediately as you're opening up your hand chakras. If you take that and you put this over grapefruit juice, you can change the taste of grapefruit juice the same way as you do with the pyramid. Okay? Now, what I'll do is I'll show you how we can amplify this in the human body and make this stronger. I'll come down the first row here because I can't do the whole place. And I'll hold this pyramid up, rub your hands together, take a breath, and then aim them at the pyramid. And you'll feel the energy coming right off of here. Okay? You'll amplify it. Now, rub them vigorously and then palm, like the palms up. You know, like this, see? There you go. See, it amplifies it. It's balancing the pH factor in your body. Now, Frog Bell, why don't you do the back rows, and I'll do the front ones here. Okay. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it's quite noticeable. Now, you go around and do the back rows so everybody can have the experience. Simple Pleiadian teaching. I never had any idea I'd be in pyramid business. It's the last thing a NASA scientist thought he would ever do. It's a long story how I got into this. It was another doctor that put them on people's heads. I didn't even have enough sense in those days to do that, but you learn, you know. So, we've come from the pH factor to the vitamins, okay? I want to get moving a little faster here because you can see how deep I can get, and that's why a seminar takes a couple days. But anyway, the vitamins, I use all the vitamins that there are in my formulas for obvious reasons. We use all natural vitamins. Especially large amounts of vitamin A and vitamin D in your natural, because when you go to the store and drink that milk that's in those stores, that synthetic, you're all deficient in vitamin A and D naturally. Because any time you take a synthetic and put it in your body, it robs your body of energy. That's why all these cheap vitamin manufacturers will tell you, take our vitamins with food. Why do they do that? Because there's no nutrition in the vitamin. In order to get anything going, the food's got to have the nutrition. The vitamin steals it out of the food. Gives you a temporary effect or no effect. You think you've taken a vitamin and you actually hurt yourself. So it becomes necessary. One of the big strong ones is the B complex. We have vitamins in there we can't tell you about because it's illegal to put them in, but we put them in anyway. And that falls in the nitrilicide family. It's B12 through B17. Yeah, well, I'm telling you, the company that I work with that manufactures my vitamins is one of the biggest ones in the nation, and he's one of the meanest ones. As far as eating up the FDA, you know. So, B12 through B17 are called nitrilicides. And most of your pesky diseases fall because when you strip the hull off of a rice or different wheat or different kernels, what happens is you take these vitamins away, and all of our food, from spaghetti onwards, I don't care what it is, has been stripped of its nitrilicides. It's all part of the program. And now they add radiation to it, which I'm sure you're hearing about. And they're also genetically mutating tomatoes, which will do a whole other thing to your body because they're upsetting nature a little bit. So B12 through B17 being nitrilicides, B17, by the way, is also called chemically Laetrile. It's one of the hot ones on the FDA list. We put it in here in the form of almond brand. What these vitamins do is if you eat a hot dog that's got a nitrate in it, or if you go to a place that has MSG in it, or monosodium glutamate, or all the other things that are in there, what these do is they upset the pituitary balance, which causes the formation of protein, these preservatives. They plasticize your immune system to preserve the food. They're also preserving you by making you numb, and they cause cancer. They're called carcinogenic. So by putting these vitamins back in, it upsets the dangers and of what's going to happen. So that's why we put them in there. So if you are taking MSG and nitrites, and I'm sure every one of you gets it whether you want to or not, this helps get rid of all that. On the rays, if you were to look at the colors, the seven rays, the B complex falls into the solar plexus region, or yellow. Okay, it's the yellow energy. As a matter of fact, vitamin B2, riboflavin, is called Old Yeller. And you know, when you go to the bathroom, you've been taking your vitamins and you have expensive urine, it's usually yellow, right? That's why. It shows you exactly what color those are. You can always tell by the urine whether you've got B-complex, because if urine is clear, typically you don't have enough B-complex because it's absorbing all of it. You want to have so much in there that it colors your urine a little bit. We also put a lot of herbs in our vitamins besides Fotai, Ginseng, and Gotu Kola. We put in fennel. We put in butternut. We put in red raspberry leaf. These build the immune system. These also are anti-ash herbs. Anti-ash herbs get rid of what are called antigen residues, which are created from having bad habits in the past of eating meat with hormones in it and steroids, from eating things, you know, cottage cheese and stuff that you eat, dairy products, which I still eat a little of because I got a bad habit of that, you know. At least it's not drugs, ice cream, all of that. So these herbs are anti-ash herbs, and they clean out the long-term toxic side effects. So I could go, I give you 2 hours on the vitamins. There's 250 ingredients in those vitamins. So you can study those on your own. We come from the vitamins to protein. Protein is where ELF starts to get dangerous, and I'll demonstrate that in a minute. But basically, right now, just think of protein as going in your body, left spin, okay? Has to always go to the left, meaning it's lava rotary. If it were a right spin protein, it would be dextra rotary, it would be curare, cyanide, a poison, okay? Poisons are right spin proteins. Good things are left spin proteins, okay? This falls true in all of the vitamins in the body. They're all left spin with the exception of vitamin E. Vitamin E is a right spin vitamin, but still it's good for the body. There's another story behind that. But I can't go into that now. The proteins now form again, forming peptides, chains, okay? And the chains then form again, giving you hormones. Hormone is the first unit of biochemistry now. This is the heavy one. A hormone is the first unit of biochemistry that possesses all seven levels of consciousness. Okay? Without a hormone in your body, you won't be in it. Trust me. You will be nobody home. And some of these diseases that are out there attack the hormonal systems in the body and cause people's memories to fade away. Now, example of that would be sexual energy. You'd have no sexual energy if the sexual hormones of testosterone, estrogen, and oxytocin, and a few others are not there. Vasopressin is the one up in the pituitary gland. It causes you not to have sex, but to be able to think clearly, to have positive motivation, to feel good about yourself. In each separate area of the body, these different hormones perform different functions. There's hormones that go into the immune system to cause the body to produce white blood cells and helper T cells. There's hormone systems in the solar plexus area that give us energy to go running and jogging and all of this. The hormones are stored in what are known as the endocrine glands. There's seven different endocrines in the body, seven different glands. And each one of these seven different glands is keyed off of one of the seven levels of consciousness. Okay, the same thing, starting with the top of the head, going to the base of the spine, the violet being the base of the spine. Each one of these endocrine glands has it's a capillary, meaning that it secretes its hormone not directly into the bloodstream, but directly into the body. The body has to make the hormone go into the bloodstream. It has to teach you have to teach the body how to do that, and then it goes up to your brain to do different things. The endocrine glands are released into the bloodstream, okay, by vibrations. Okay, we've already talked about lunar vibrations, surface tension, because surface tension once again is capillary tension. Colors, light, sound. Because sound causes you can get. I can play some kind of music. Probably some of you get real angry. You know, if it's a really. I don't like heavy punk music. That makes me angry. It makes me kind of not want it. Where I would go through a more Baroque style for me. Lunar energy. Then we have stellar energy. Now, stellar energy has an effect on the endocrine glands now. It never used to. The reason it has a stellar energy is because we're going around the Pleiades. We're coming into this Aquarian age, and we're now more sensitive to stellar age. Remember when we talked about the cavemen getting a steam lesson? The cavemen could handle a steam lesson, but they might not be able to handle this lecture here. It might be a little over their heads. Who knows? Maybe they were more enlightened than we were. Anyway, stellar has a lot to do with it. These energies, these influences, are transferred into the endocrine glands via the 5% transference mechanism, via the trace minerals, and the actual transducer is called the chakra. Okay? When this happens, they're released into the bloodstream, they go up to the brain, they arrive at the brain. Now, what is the brain? The brain is a battery with switches in it. Okay, it's like on your car, there's a pole there. But instead of just going out into the car, this pole would disconnect, connect, disconnect, disconnect. So it would be constantly pulsing the electricity into your car if it were like the brain. There's two types of poles or switches in the brain. One is called a receptor. The receptor means that a hormone comes along, closes a circuit here. The brain has electricity, it's the battery, sends electricity through the base of the brain through 72,000 wires, and we have electricity going through a wire down through the base of the spine. What do we have at right angles? Anybody remember? What's this out here? We have electricity going in down through the spine. What do we have at right angles? Remember? What is it? Magnetic field, right. So we have magnetic field coming up. Now we have the effector. The effector's in there. The effector was a switch that was already closed. There was already a magnetic field going on the body before the hormone came along. The hormone came along and broke this switch in half, stopped the magnetic field, and collapsed the field. So one kind of a hormone and switch turns on a field on the body, and another hormone and a switch turns it off. So if we turn it on, we turn it off. It's like spinning that generator faster and slower. We create sound, light, and color in our bodies. We generate that in different harmonics, which then sent down to the opposite of the external on the physical, which transmits to us, and therefore we become the interpretation of the physical. Does everybody understand that? Now you're all doctors now, see? See how easy it is? I'm sure some of you got lost along the way, but I'll reiterate in a minute. I just want to show you how it all goes together. This is the big jump right here. If you can get this down today, you're on your way, okay? It takes time. First of all, minerals, three different frequencies, okay? Working through the autonomic, sympathetic, parasympathetic. Minerals, of course, when you take them externally, you need to take chelated minerals, minerals that are pre-digested. That's the kind we make. If you go down to Oyster Shell, the health food store for calcium, your body won't assimilate it. It doesn't work that way.